Hello and welcome to the DL Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Digital.
I'm Menders Logic.
I'm Flopsy, and this is the podcast by PC Gamers for PC Gamers.
What's up, guys? We're back, and it is our new release day, Tuesday. Feels weird.
Yeah, it does.
It's a little different. It'll give us a little more time to get everything ready, though.
Yeah, I think it'll be okay. Tuesday's a little end of the week, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it'll be better, maybe it won't.
And all those other loser podcasts come out on Monday, so fuck that, man.
Yeah.
We're setting a new trend.
Yeah, it's kind of an odd day, but whatever. Yeah. So Gamescom has been going on, or actually took place, which is a huge trade fair that's held in Germany every single year. Big gaming event. Europe's largest gaming event, actually. And I've never really followed it or heard about it before.
Yeah, I don't know if we're hearing more about it because we're press, if you will, now, or whatever the fuck you want to call us, and we're looking for it, or it actually is growing every year. And it probably is growing every year because the European market is growing
every
year.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, inaugurated in 2009, so we're only talking about 5 years into this,
yeah,
into
for
this
sure.
trades convention.
Yeah, it's not that old. It's getting bigger.
Its timing is kind of weird because, like, E3 wasn't that long ago. So the way I see this is it's just incremental updates from all the shit we saw at E3. There's no nobody's going to break news.
Yeah.
Big news at Gamescom.
There was a little bit of big news, but nothing like groundbreaking.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They're not releasing a new console and showing it off.
Yeah, no, there was no, what is it, Half-Life 3 at Gamescom.
Yeah.
Well, in addition to announcements and also awards, they also have a huge gaming event. And I know I watched a lot of the Counter-Strike tournament, which was really good. I mean, I'm not huge into Counter-Strike Global Offensive, but I really enjoyed watching the
tournament. Was it there at the event?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There were some really good matches.
Counter-Strike is huge in Europe.
Yeah, very big.
Hey, in case you're wondering who organizes the event, I'm going to give this a give a shot. This is organized by the Bundesverband Interactive Untertung Software.
Unterhaltung Software.
Just rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah. Swedish chef.
No, you could definitely tell it's German because they tend to just put like all their different words together to form a bigger word. Mm. Like yeah. Fireman is whatever fire is and whatever man's together and put together. Yeah.
So was it the GameSpot article or was it actually Gamescom that was giving the awards?
I know GameSpot.
Yeah. GameSpot, okay.
GameSpot article.
So yeah. We don't care about all the other stuff. Let's focus on the best PC game. And the winner, Evolve.
And we're talking about GameSpot that did the article. You know, everybody knows who they are. They're one of the top internet...
PC and
yeah.
games.
Yeah, games so. In general. Yeah. So
but they, we talked about Evolve a bunch.
Yeah, so we're not going to get into that again. Although they did reveal a new map during Gamescom. Yeah. It's... shit, I forget the name of it, but it's like a reservoir or something like that.
Hmm.
So maybe a dam,
or but you dam's already, dam. Already
whatever
played.
It was. Yeah, so that's all they had for that.
So new content slowly being revealed,
right?
Yeah,
but the runners up were pretty good too. Let's talk about some of those. Heroes of the Storm was on that list, which I know I've been looking forward to quite a bit.
Yeah, I think I'm the only one out of the group that's actually has the alpha access into this. I actually, Dry Bear posted a video up here today on Heroes of the Storm, so it got me kind of back into wanting to play this a little bit. But
have we ever explained who Dry Bear is?
I'm sure we have.
Okay.
He's a Smite streamer and YouTuber,
mm-hmm.
But he plays a bunch of other games too occasionally, like League of Legends. He did some Dawngate videos.
A lot of Dark Souls.
A lot of Dark Souls stuff. But he also is doing some Heroes of the Storm stuff.
He's just really entertaining.
But now he works specifically at Hi-Rez. So he probably won't be doing a bunch of this stuff. But it just highlights, you can see in the video, it highlights the issues that I have with this game.
Mm-hmm.
Last hitting doesn't matter. You level up as a team. You don't get you can't buy items. There's really no reason for creep other than getting close enough to get XP, but you only need one person in each lane to do that, so it's a lot more moving around. You don't feel tied to it, but at the same time you don't feel like there's any reason for you to be there, you know. So there's a lot of moving around, All the maps have something special going on that you have to kind of play with.
Maybe the complexity comes from the combat.
I don't think it's going for complexity, though. I think it's trying to be casual.
And that, I think, highlights an issue that I think that Blizzard sees as an advantage. Like, they tend to dumb down their stuff. You know, Hearthstone, WoW, now Heroes of the Storm. It all goes for the casual player.
And it works.
It works, but...
Maybe
there's
not
those,
for this.
There's the hardcore people that want to have some interest also. You know, I think a lot of the Hearthstone players got out once they realized that that's all the cards there are. There's only so many things you can do there.
You're trying to sell checkers, chess players.
Exactly.
See, I don't fully agree with that, though, because the hardcore MOBA players already have hardcore MOBA games. We don't need another hardcore MOBA game. We don't need another League of Legends or Smite with just a new World of Warcraft skin pack on it. You know, we need something different, even if this is casual.
No, I commend them for trying something new, for sure.
Mm. They've tried some new things, but I really think they missed the boat because the learning curve is shallow because it doesn't have all that stuff, but there's no way to perfect it. It's just, it is what it is. It's the same thing that you get in the first day that you get in the last day. Like, a lot of the MOBA is learning the different characters, learning the different items.
Intricacies.
Learning how to skill up your guy and everything like that. And none of that is there. You start off with all four abilities. Like, level one, you have... Not all four. You don't have your ultimate yet. But you have your three basic abilities. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do any picking or choosing. You don't have to level them up and make decisions.
Remember, you're playing this in the alpha, you know? Maybe the intricacies will come later.
It's true. It's true. You know? It's true.
Who knows?
But, I mean, if they put all this complex stuff in there, what would differentiate it from everything else that we already have?
Playing with Blizzard characters. That's what I wanted. I wanted MOBA with Blizzard characters.
It's just a theme. It's a skin
pack. I don't
pack.
Think you can call this a MOBA. That's how different I think it is from the other MOBA games. Like, it's the same thing as if you're playing a first-person shooter, but there's no, like, shooting involved.
Well, that's how MOBA started. It's not really an FPS. They took several different genres and kind of mixed them together, and people couldn't really describe it, and we ended up with this word MOBA. So, I don't know. I think it's good that they're trying to do something different. There's a casual MOBA game that I go back to every now and then called Awesome Nuts, and that one is a lot of fun. I mean, it's the same thing. It's not difficult. It's not really hard to master a character. You don't have, like... There's never going to be a competitive scene for this, but it is fun.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how this goes, but I've been really brought down with this Heroes of the Storm just from how simple it is.
What would you say is the prettiest MOBA?
Dota 2, probably.
Really?
I don't like how dark it is, but it's high. The graphic intensity is
more
is
than
really
that nice. That other one that's in beta. Dawn Gate's
super smooth. Although it doesn't have the, like, it's not going for like a more of a photorealistic sort of look to it,
right,
as opposed to
interesting
Dota. But I haven't played either one in a while, so.
So that's that.
All right, next up on the list, The Evil Within.
Yep. People are really impressed by this, and I just say that it's Resident Evil brought up to the current level of hardware that we're at. It, mm-hmm, pretty much, and it's a little more stealthy. Like, you can sneak up behind zombies and head stab them before they see that you're there, which, I don't know. People really, I mean, I didn't get my hands on this game, but it seems to have a lot of momentum behind it. Probably because it's the same creator as Resident Evil, and he's finally leaving Capcom for once, mm-hmm, and he's doing his own thing. So he's not confined by what they said, but to me, what it's doing is just bringing up, it's just bringing Resident Evil up to date. That's all it looks like to me.
Yeah.
I haven't seen too much of this game, but from what I have seen, it's hard for me to get excited about it just yet. It looks like a horror game with some stealth elements to it. Kind of reminded me of Outlast a little bit, but it's really difficult to tell at this point. I like the Japanese name for it. Psycho Break is what it's going to be called in Japan. They should have stuck with that.
Psycho Breaku.
Here's the funny thing. It's like, how can you be scared if you're the one sneaking around assassinating things?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you want to be
it's
the gonna thing running.
It's going to end up being jump moments. You know,
yeah,
like,
which are, like, you know, they're not natural. They're probably going to be scripted in.
Yeah. Which contrasts completely to, like, Silent Hills, which I don't know if we want to bring up right now, but I thought Silent Hills had a lot of more tension and defining and like the flashlight and you don't have a weapon, that sort of thing. Like you're scared. There's tension there constantly.
Right.
Versus this, where it doesn't seem like there's tension. It's like,
because you're the, it seems like you're the aggressor.
Yeah.
Even though you're being quiet, you're the aggressor.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. So, for there to be tension, you have to feel like you are in danger or there's an actual threat.
Yeah.
You know, if you feel like that you can't be hurt or you're somehow invulnerable or very difficult to kill, then there's no tension.
Yeah.
And it's a
like
lot less fun.
Watching a movie, you watch any horror movie without the sound on and there's no tension, you know, like
right.
That like single string violin note or whatever, that brings that tension in, not because of what you're seeing, but what you're anticipating that you're going
right,
to see.
Right.
And this game didn't seem like it had that sort of thing.
But, and here's the funny thing is, I don't know if it's because of lack of hardware or what it was, but when I played Resident Evil, I felt like I was, there was a lot of tension. Like, you had to watch every single bullet. And
well, that's another thing. You were so supply constrained.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, hey, I got to watch out for these zombies. It's even if I get caught, see a zombie, I only have two bullets left, so I better do my job.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. And a lot of these games nowadays don't have that kind of same feel to it.
Yeah, and this is coming from a developer called Tango Gameworks, which is a division of ZeniMax. I've never heard of Tango Gameworks, but ZeniMax, I know they have made, yeah, ZeniMax Asia. What have they made?
Yeah, we've talked about them recently. Yeah, Fallout and stuff. It's weird. They're kind of like a publisher, I think.
Arx Fatalis.
Oh, they're the owner of id Software. That's right. So Doom, Quake, Wolfenstein. All right.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. My verdict on this game, too early to tell. I haven't seen enough of it.
You know
really
what, man? Even from what I've seen, because there was a video of 60 minutes of gameplay, and I'm clicking through it because I was crunched for time, and I'm clicking through it, and it's a lot of walking through, and not a lot of jump scares from what I saw, and a lot of... Again, I'm going to bring it up again. How are you going to make a horror game where you're the aggressor? He's like sneaking up behind zombies, head stabbing them, and then lighting them on fire, I guess, so they don't get up again. And then going on to the next one. It seems like a bad...
It seemed like Thief or something like that,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. With monsters this, yeah. as opposed to, you know...
And maybe we're thinking about this incorrectly because of the creator is the one, same one that did Resident Evil. Maybe they're not classifying this as a horror game. Maybe it's horror only in the fact that it's a gore-style game with zombies and that sort of thing. Maybe it's not really looking for that.
There's horror. A lot of mashups of genres these days, but stealth with survival horror is not one that seems correct. I'm not excited about this game.
I'm not really either.
I'm a little burnt out on horror games, but I do tend to play a lot of them when Halloween comes around. I'm hoping to finish off the Dead Space trilogy this year.
Oh, yeah, I need to get back into that. I never played 3.
Man, that 3 was fucking cool, man.
Yeah, 3 is supposed to be pretty good, but there's a lot of other horror games that I got to get into. All right, next on the list, Borderlands the pre-sequel.
Yeah.
I am probably most excited about this now that the Evolve, like, tidal wave of hype train has passed over me, just because I know I'm going to be playing with my buddies, and I love the series, and the art looks even better.
Mm-hmm.
It looks even more hand-drawn and fluid at the same time.
And it's got Handsome Jack again.
Right.
Right, because this takes place in between 1 and 2, right? That's why they call it a pre-sequel.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's going to have Handsome Jack, which was like basically the character of 2, right? Like that was
right,
like,
and he was so popular that... Like, had they made 3 and then he died.
Yeah.
I would
spoilers,
been,
gosh.
I would be upset if they were like, oh, he's a zombie now or something stupid. Because he was popular, he's back. No. How about let's tell his origin story?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is.
Yeah.
So, I like the angle that they're taking. I like the name that they called it.
Do we know what the classes are?
Yeah, so...
They're whole new classes, right?
Yeah, all 4 new characters, although Claptrap isn't really new. He's playable now. Right.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Yeah, so you have Athena the Gladiator, and she's kind of like your tank class. And her, what is that called? The action ability, I think it's called? Special move. She puts her shield out, and I believe she absorbs all damage that comes from her front, and she can shoot it out as a shockwave.
Hmm.
Yeah, and so that's pretty cool. And I don't know much about her backstory. Wilhelm, you actually fight in part two. He's a robot in part two. So I think they probably take his brain and put him inside of a robot.
Huh. And then, Cyber Commando, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And he's like already like has these cyborg parts in him in this one. So you can see he was going kind of headed towards that anyway.
Gotcha.
And he probably dies at the end of this or something.
Yeah.
Future spoilers. Nisha, I don't know much about.
The Lawbringer.
Yeah, she seems like the action one. Like, her action ability is she goes apeshit, basically.
She gets she's bonuses like, to everything. What was that guy's name? Zero?
I don't know. There doesn't seem to be a sniper in this one.
Really?
Yeah. She is like, I don't know. They're taking little parts of everybody and making new ones, you know?
Gotcha.
There's nobody like this one is like this one. In my experience, from what I've seen. But yeah, she goes apeshit when you do her special ability. All her damage goes up, and you don't have to aim anymore. It's a headshot. You tap your, whatever your aim, you move your mouse a little bit to the left, it goes right to the next head. Hmm. You don't have to, it goes head. So you can just clear out a bunch of dudes at once.
That's
pretty cool, yeah. And then Claptrap. He has the weirdest action ability ever. The game analyzes your situation and tries to give you something to deal
with
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the two that I saw was he spawns a big ass bomb in his hands, and you got to walk up to the bad guys and then blow up and you kill a bunch of them, and so that would be good for like a big horde of dudes standing together. But they seem to run from you, so I don't know how. And then the other one's rubber duckies. Like, rubber duckies that's, like, rain down from the sky and everybody's bouncing all over the place. So they can't aim. So, I don't know. It seems fucking crazy.
So, I heard that you do some mechanic with oxygen in this one, right?
Right. Oh, and that's interesting about Claptrap. He doesn't breathe.
Yeah.
So, he has infinite oxygen to
not
use.
Not infinite, but...
Well, he has
not
more oxygen,
using his oxygen
for boosting and jumping high, which is what the other characters use theirs for.
Gotcha.
So I'm sure that maybe Wilhelm, being the biggest, probably uses the most oxygen.
Hmm.
So that's
because this takes place on a moon, right? That's why there's no oxygen. This
right.
is the moon of Pandora.
Yeah, and I wish I knew the name. It's either Elvis or Elphys. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Oh, and by the way, Borderlands makes the best fucking trailers ever. Like,
oof.
I watched their trailers, and they put me in a good mood. They've got really good music set to scenes that match the music. And they're really funny. I watched maybe three of them in a row, and I felt like there's a big party on the moon, and I'm missing out until I pay my $60.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I felt.
Well, we'll talk a little bit later, but another trailer came out this week that was really impressive. So yeah, we'll look forward
all
to
right.
that. What
well,
else
let's
we
move
got?
On to the next one. Middle-earth, Shadow of Mordor. So this is an action role-playing video game in the Lord of the Rings universe.
Had this been announced prior to this?
It has been.
Okay, because I hadn't seen or heard anything about this, and we watched some videos on it, and it got me really excited for this game. It's kind of an Assassin's Creed meets...
Batman,
yeah. That's a good analogy.
Meets The Sims.
The Sims?
Really? Yeah.
Why
because
do you say
of
that?
That, like, personality interaction.
Well, I guess so. So, this game you play as this takes place in the Lord of the Rings world, and you play as basically a guy that kind of has the ability to be a wraith.
Yeah, he has a wraith like I don't know, like a guardian spirit or whatever. Like he's locked in with this wraith.
And you can enter that secondary world that Bilbo
Frodo
can when they put on the ring.
Which looks really cool.
Yeah, it does. It's all gray and shit.
Yeah. And the combat looks a lot like the Batman games. You have to string together combos of attacks. The really interesting thing that they're trying to do here, though, is adapt the story to what's already happened. So if you go to kill a guy and you fail, you go back to kill him a second time, he remembers that first encounter.
Mm-hmm.
And the story adapts to that. Which is addressing a problem that video games have had ever since they started implementing story into them. You know, you go fight a boss, he says his usual dialogue lines, you fail, you try again, he says the same dialogue lines. So this is attempting to change that, and I really don't know how they plan on doing that. From what they've shown, it looks great, but it's like, how are you going to do that for every single fight you encounter?
Yeah, it's ambitious, that's for sure.
It's very ambitious. If they pull it off, I mean, I would put this in my top three or four games that I'm excited about. Like, if they really pull this off,
it could be something fantastic. Well, I mean, that's an amazing concept, but I don't know if that's enough to carry a game. I mean, just because a game has that, I don't know if that's going to make it my favorite.
Well, the combat looked amazing. Like,
yeah, the combat looked good.
When we say it looked like Batman, that's the highest praise you can.
That's a compliment, yeah.
If you're fighting a group of thugs or whatever, like, Batman did it the best ever. It looks fluid, but you're controlling the action.
Yeah.
And that's what it looks like they did.
You felt powerful, but you could still get hurt.
Yep.
So it was a good balance.
Man, those are such good games.
Yeah. The other thing that I thought was interesting is, so when you go and take down a boss, it gives you some options where you could, like, get him to try to assassinate somebody else. You can basically...
Your Wraith...
Mind control.
Yeah, Wraith does some mind control abilities. Okay.
So there's a whole, like, built-in structure on this orcish army that you're trying to take down, and you have to kind of build your way up through it. You can't just go straight for the main guy, but you can get his underlings to help you try to take him down. And so there's a whole, like, strategy outside of the specific levels to try to get your missions accomplished, and I think you can do them several different ways. Like, you can send a guy to assassinate him, and then when that guy fails, you can come in behind, or you can get him to spread terror to the
group. Oh my god, there's this crazy dude,
exactly.
He's so powerful.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can probably play this a couple different ways, and not just the simple, you're playing it the good way or you're playing it the bad way. There's some, like, open-ended, it looked like there were some open-ended ways that you can kind of play this game. So, this is one of the games I'm most excited about after seeing...
All of a sudden, right?
All of a sudden, yeah.
Out of nowhere for you. Yeah, I had seen it before, but I thought it was a PS3 or PS4 exclusive. Mm. But I think they just announced it for PC, so that's why.
Yeah. And this one's going to be released September 30th, 2014. Not that far away.
No, not at all. So, cool. And then finally, Star Citizen. This is the big one. This is the, like...
You're most excited about, probably, huh?
I don't know, man. Especially with what they just released at Gamescom, it's one of these daunting ones. They have three separate trailers for one game showing three different gameplays, not including the ones that we already know about. Okay, so there's the dogfighting sim, right? Mm-hmm. Which is inside of Star Citizen. Now they have a first-person shooter, and they have a racing, and they have planet exploration. And these are different activities you can play and do, but it also looks like completely different games within the same universe. Like, they
different
control
UI
different,
and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
Not totally, but it's not like mini games within a broader world. It seems like their own AAA titles within this quadruple A title, I guess, if you want to call it that.
They've gone so far out with this game.
God.
I don't know how, like, they can do everything well on this.
It's beyond talking about. Like, I don't even know how to encompass what Star Citizen is.
Yeah.
It's almost like Second Life in space.
But with all
done well.
Sorts of, like, game activities. Because I felt like
Second Life didn't have anything to do.
You go and you walk around and people created stuff, but there was no, like, you couldn't play, like, first-person shooter while you're in Second Life.
Real quick, let me get through what these trailers were. The racing one really resembled pod racing.
I was going to say.
Yeah, but it's with spaceships, so you're not on the ground, but you're flying through. But the whole event sounded like a pod racing event, which was the best part of those movies, I think. And the other one was the planet exploration was pretty funny. They kind of took a lot out of 2010 A Space Odyssey, where there's a bunch of, like, monkeys and there's an obelisk and they're, like, banging on it and shit, and there's a rock or whatever. And then, who's supposed to be you and your crew land and then start to explore that planet. But these monkeys are becoming evolved at the same time.
Hmm.
So I don't know how that's all going to play out. These are all just trailers, but they're showing what's...
And the FPS, what was going on there? You're playing as some sort of marine or something?
That's the one that had the least information.
Hmm.
It was just, like, people doing combat roles through hallways shooting at each other.
Hmm.
That's pretty much all it was.
Interesting.
Yep.
So anything else in Gamescom? Or
there was a lot going on at Gamescom, but as far as PC gaming goes, I think that's the only stuff worth talking about.
Oh, and a little feather in our cap. and I guess this happens over and over. I guess Sony does this as well. It's funny because I saw the actual picture of it. So there's these kiosks, I suppose you could call them, and it says Xbox, Xbox, Xbox. Xbox on top, Xbox on bottom, shows an Xbox there, and there's a screen, and they're showing the games that they're coming out, and then one of them failed, and of course it's a Windows screen.
Yeah.
So these things are running on PCs, not, and I apparently it's been happening over and over and over. So I guess it's just a little more reliable for things that haven't come out. And mm-hmm. it's not like a thing where they outright claim that it's an Xbox. But if your entire kiosk is riddled with Xbox and there's the Windows logo, there's fuckery afoot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and people don't realize that a lot of these alpha builds are
still running on PCs. Yeah.
Because you don't convert it over to your console until a little bit into your development cycle. So it's not a surprise for me. It's like you got a $2,000 machine or you got a $400 machine. Which one are you going to put it on to make sure it doesn't screw up?
Maybe more, dude. Yeah. They're probably going high-end rigs.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, let's get into what we've been playing this week.
Cool. Bobby, you want to kick us off?
Sure. I haven't been playing very much. Deponia, I finished it. I know I talked about that last week, and I'm liking it a lot more. Last week, I didn't really care for it that much, but the story kind of grew on me. I finished the first one, and it looks like the trilogy is set up to where the first one really ends on a cliffhanger. It feels like the first chapter. I wasn't expecting that. I was
kind of like a Broken Age cliffhanger?
Yeah, kind of like Broken Age, Walking Dead, or any of those games. It didn't end the way that I expected it to. I was expecting kind of a standalone story there, but because of that, I've kind of shifted right into Chaos on Deponia, the second one in the trilogy, and I'm having fun with that. Again, this is very much like Monkey Island, so if you enjoyed those games and you're looking for something similar with maybe a little bit better graphics, then definitely check this one out. It's got that same kind of humor, and if you like point-and-click adventure games, it's good. It's classic. It feels like this is truly one that was from the 90s. Hmm. So, yeah, good stuff there. Also, I had a chance to check out Raptor, R-A-P-T-R. It's software that...
Yeah, I've heard about this, but I don't know anything about it.
Well, if you have an AMD card, you might already have this. It's included in AMD's Gaming Evolved, and it lets you earn reward points by doing various things, and you can spend these reward points on... actual hardware.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, you brought this up like a couple weeks ago, but you can do this if you have an NVIDIA card?
Yeah, you can just download Raptor itself, not the whole AMD Gaming Evolved package.
Okay.
You can just download Raptor itself and do this. And it also does everything, a lot of things that Shadowplay does too. It records your gameplay. Either you can record the last few minutes like DVR, or you can just hit record and then press stop, you know, just like you were taping something.
Is there a hotkey?
Oh, yeah, it's got hotkeys for all of this.
Wow.
It organizes your game library, optimizes games, manages drivers. It does all the stuff that Shadowplay does, pretty much. I mean, I already have solutions that do these same things for me, so I don't necessarily need it. I kind of did it for the rewards points, and I got the Odin skin and Smite just by doing a few
Which
things.
Which Odin skin?
The Huntsman one.
Hmm. Boo.
Yeah. Well,
the alt skin?
Yeah, it's the only one that you can get.
It's the alt color, right?
No, not the alt color. The Huntsman is the one with the...
No.
That's not it's like a green.
No, this is not terrible. Very noticeable. This is the worst one, actually.
Well, I did get a Zeus skin. Or they had a Zeus skin on there from something else.
Zeus!
Yeah.
But you can also get gems on there. You can trade these in for gems.
Trade what in? I'm still...
Reward points.
Got it.
And you get reward points by doing all sorts of stuff with it.
By installing it, by optimizing your games, by participating in the community. The community is actually good. I do like that. It's like Facebook with video games. You can upload videos. People can like them, comment on them. You can search for ones. It's a great way to share any gameplay or screenshots that you have recorded and talk to other people who are into
the
same
games. Maybe a good place to talk about your podcast?
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
possible.
Is there Steam integration at all?
Yeah, you can load Steam, PlayStation Network, Xbox Live, all that. You can load all this up into it, and it'll track your achievements, do all that stuff.
Interesting.
That's cool. So, because Steam's always says, hey, do you want me to upload to Facebook? And I'm like, no, fuck no. But maybe if I had a Raptor one, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Totally. Because you don't want your fucking family members seeing exactly how
Everybody
nerdy
thinks
you
are. I'm cool. I don't want to ruin that illusion.
That's exactly it, buddy.
Yeah.
So, Bobby, is there any reason not to sign up with Raptor?
I don't see why not.
It's free. There's no like downside, right?
Yeah, there's no downside. If you're looking for something that is really easy to help you record your gameplay or broadcast Twitch, or you know, if you just want to try something new out, yeah, definitely check it out. Like I said, a lot of this stuff Shadowplay is already doing for me, so I may not use it for that, although I do like the community. It's a lot like, I know you guys haven't used Playfire before, but it's a lot...
Is that the one through Xfire?
No, Playfire is through Good Old Games.
Oh.
Okay. Not Good Old Games, Green Man Gaming.
That's the one that gives you points for buying games or
yeah,
playing.
Yeah, for the achievements. Yeah, crazy. And for getting achievements. Again, they were really pushing the community thing, like Facebook for gamers, and I think this...
I hope you guys know that Facebook likes are going to be the currency of the future.
Yeah, maybe. Like
I will give you 400 likes for that toothbrush there.
Of one Bitcoin and 200 likes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the change. Likes are changed, like the cents, and Bitcoins are the... So anyway.
Oh, gosh, we're going back to the clamshells that we started this country off on.
All right, so that's it for me. What about you, Emilio? What have you been playing?
All right, man. So, I was like... Fucking Crusader Kings trailer and what people have told me appeals to me so much. I really
this is the one that you tried to get into and couldn't.
And I couldn't. Okay,
so you said you were thinking about doing the mod with the Game of Thrones,
which
one.
I didn't.
Okay,
so I was like, let me learn how to play the original game first, right? So I watched. This is no exaggerating, and this is with no skipping. 45 minutes of a Let's Play on how to play this game. Minute 31 is when he's like, let's start the game. Minute 31, guys. Yeah. So.
That was like me watching some Eve.
Yeah.
How to play
Eve.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
It was like, okay, 20 minutes in.
The amount of information at your fingertips at any one time is fucking ridiculous. Like, okay, so it's all these. I talked about it before, but it's medieval Europe and. None of the countries that you know of right now, except for a couple, are still... I think England might be the only one that's static. All the other ones... Well, it moves around on how big it is, but it's all historical fact. And you could jump in from anywhere from, like, the smallest duke of, like, a tiny corner of the most smallest country.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could be the king of England. Whatever you want to do. And as soon as you jump in, obviously... history is altered. Just to give you an example. So I jump into this place that I did a family history thing a long time ago, and they told me that my last name originated on the border of Spain and France. So I kind of looked for my last name there, just trying. And there wasn't anything, but I just started there just for that. So I start there, and there is no Spain, there is no France. They're called other things. And at this time. It's like 15, no, before that. I forget when it was. It was like 10:55 to like...
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, and you also see, it does give you a little bit of reference of how much the world has changed. Like year by year, you can click by and see the borders changing and the names changing if you just click by. It's pretty interesting in that in a historical sense. If you're a history buff, you're going to love this game. So give you an idea. I go in. I don't have a wife. I need a wife. What you can do in this game is survive. That's what you need to do. Your lineage needs to survive throughout the 400 years that the game is in, set in.
That's the goal.
Survive, or you can conquer the whole fucking thing if you can. But good luck with that. I was fucked from the beginning, so I didn't have
apparently
a wife.
Not. You were still looking for a wife.
Yeah, I know. So I watched the Let's Play or whatever, and 45 minutes of it, and I'm like, okay, enough of this. Let me go fucking kill some people. So I needed a wife, and I learned from the guy how to, like, look at the list of potential wives, and I sort them by rank and by, like, intelligence and what they can...
I wish we had that now.
...teach my kids.
Sorted by rank.
I know, right? And so I found one. I was like, oh, she's perfect. She's intelligent. She can... teach my kids good shit that I already have, and like, and her dad is somebody that I want to be aligned with because he's on the other side of this country that I want to conquer. It's perfect. Marry her. Didn't notice she's fucking 12, so I lose prestige for married a 12-year-old.
12? That's like the
And I can't
life.
Bang her. I need... Because I don't have any heirs. That's the issue. I don't have any heirs. I can't bang her till she's of age. So...
12's of age. I mean, not of age, but I mean, like, girls can get pregnant at 12, right?
No, dig yourself out of that hole. I'm going to sit right here and wait for you to dig yourself out
you
of that
You know
hole.
What I mean? Like, at 12, she can be pregnant at 12.
Conceivable. Conceivably. But anyway, the church didn't see it that way. Yeah, so...
Close-minded churches again.
So I should have looked at her picture. Maybe that would have told me. So it's a little girl in a little hat. And I'm like, that's my wife. So you got to wait till she comes of age. Meanwhile, you're getting older, and that's not good. I went on a grand hunt, got stabbed in the neck. I was injured.
Is this, like, visually happening?
No,
or
none
it
of it. It's
text.
All text-based.
Okay.
And so think about you're playing... Think like you're playing maybe StarCraft, mm-hmm. but there's no characters on the board. It's just map, and there is 462 things you can click on around the borders. That's pretty much what it is. And each one of those has a sub thing.
You aren't selling me on this game at all.
Oh, man. I want to get into it, but I had right-clicked on it to delete it, but I was like, I got to give it one more shot. So I'll report back mm-hmm. next week. I don't like it. There's my review. to sum it up. The other one So, here's my night. I think it was last night. I was like, okay, I got to play something for the podcast. Play Crusaders King 2. Waste 2.5 hours of my life that I'll never get back. Then I went to play Heroes and Generals, which was buggy and would not play. I couldn't play it. So, that was another 45 minutes gone. Oh, but... In this, like, wormhole of failure, I was getting drunker as I go, too. So then...
like you do.
I was like, God damn it. I need to have some fun. Load up Smite. Halfway through my Smite arena, server shutting down. Blue. No more Smite. So that's gone. I was like, what the fuck can I play? So I loaded up Sniper Elite, which was free on Steam maybe 2 months ago. They just gave it away. And it's a World War II sniping game.
Is it the high, like, realism sniping game?
No.
Where you can, like, hold your breath and worry about bullet drop and...
You gotta worry about bullet drop, but it's not, like... It's pretty forgiving.
Oh, okay.
Even though it has those two things.
There's a lot of screenshots of these. If you check your... when I check my activity feed, I see so many screenshots of this game because... It shows you when you hit somebody, the bullet going through their body, and right and you see the skull or the
testes.
Bone.
And you would think that this would get old, but no. Like, it's pretty cool, man.
It's like the Mortal Kombat moves. Every time you do one of those moves,
the fatality. The X-ray.
Not even the X-ray move. Yeah, it's
exactly what it is, and it's not even as well done. It's better. It's way better in Mortal Kombat, but it is cool watching your I got a double headshot. That was fucking awesome. Like, watching my bullet go through two people, that was really cool. Most of the time, I don't know why, I get hip shots. And you just see their both hip bones shatter. It's fucking gross. Oh, yeah, it's really bad. And I'm like, because sometimes you get the
incapacitated.
Thank you. Jesus Christ. Goddamn. Who invited the beaner?
Seriously.
You get
it
that.
It could be the beers you're having.
Yeah. First time I shot somebody through the hip, I was like... Oh, he's just going to be...
incapacitated.
And it said kill. I was like, yeah, I guess I wouldn't live through that either.
You wouldn't want to live.
Yeah. And it's not a good game, guys. But where I was at that point, at that time, I had a good time with it.
Especially since you got it for free.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you going on missions? Like, is there a beginning and an end and a story in this
game? Yeah, there's a totally story and stuff. Oh, okay. Yeah. You got your gruff, like, voice actor everything. We thought he was dead, but he wasn't. So we're going in.
Bastion meets Sniper Rifle.
Yeah.
They recently released Sniper V3 about a month ago.
Yeah, maybe. And there's some zombie version as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's a game.
As cheap as they sell these and occasionally give them away, you kind of expect them to not be very good. But I've heard a lot of people say, like, hey, it's surprisingly decent.
Yeah. It's surprisingly... That's exactly... what I would give it. Surprisingly
graphics decent.
You're talking the original Day of Defeat graphics, probably.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that? No. Maybe a little bit better.
Anything else, or should I move to me?
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess I'll get this out of the way first. So, WoW did a new cinematic trailer this week, which was awesome. If you're into the WoW lore at all, you should watch this
video. Or not.
Or not, yeah. It's
if you're a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you like things, you should watch it. Because, that production value was insane. Yeah. On this trailer. So it got me all excited. I was going to pick up the expansion regardless, since I have them all anyways. So I pre-purchased Warlords of Draenor and started up my WoW account again. So I've been playing that a little bit. I won't get into details because we've talked WoW to death, probably. Everybody else has. So I've been playing that a little bit.
But Chad's MO, of course, and I always make fun of him, is ooh, there's something new coming down. I got to play this so much until it comes out, which I don't understand because everything gets so much better. It's like jacking off while the girl's coming over. Like, why
sometimes
would
that's
you?
A good plan because you don't want you don't want to go out with a load of... Okay.
No.
No, so I want to be prepped for whenever it comes out. So I want to have a guy at 90, although you get a free one when you pre-purchase.
Exactly. This shit's so much better. Every expansion, shit's so much better. Why farm old shit when new shit's coming out?
Because it's still the best MMO on the market, in my mind. Like, it's still the most complete.
The most complete.
The most...
fleshed out.
Yeah, but also the most streamlined. Like, there's not a whole lot of bullshit you got to deal with before you go in and play. Like... You play
making accounts
like,
and stuff,
and researching. Like you don't have to do any of that.
You know what
to
expect.
Just go in, you play, and you're
familiar.
Done with. You can play for an hour and be happy. You can play for 15 minutes and be happy.
Bobby, is there anything that would bring you back to WoW?
I'll tell you what would bring you back to WoW if I won the lottery and I quit my job.
Yeah.
So it's really just a timing.
Oh yeah, it's a time constraint. When I played WoW, I played a lot of WoW. Like, a lot.
Not as much as Amelia did. Amelia doesn't go half-ass on a game. He will hump it to death, and when it's dead, he will continue to face-fuck it until he's raw and sore.
You think I played that much more than you back then?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Really? You had more guys up to 80 or I don't forget what the cap was. Because I started 70, playing...
for sure. I think it was 70.
Because you played all the way through Burning Crusade nonstop and quit right in the Wrath of the Lich King, right?
I don't
remember. Yeah. You were insane. Like, I came home and you had a new top level character and I didn't even know you were playing the class.
I grind, guys. I grind like a motherfucker. Like, I just zone out.
Like,
and
straight
just grind.
Ricing, like, is what you do.
Yeah.
But then you get totally over it, just like you were doing with Smite. Like, you, every time I would come home, you would be playing Smite. And then you go to that one day and you're like, I'm totally over it. And then you did the same with Hearthstone. You would be playing that.
I'm still on Hearthstone. Hearthstone's my baby. Hearthstone's my, like, comfort zone.
Yeah. For right now, until
and
you're over.
Speaking of Hearthstone, take it away, Chad.
Segway. So, another thing I played this week was Hearthstone. They did a new wing, the Construct wing. It was four bosses.
Let's not talk about it until I go through it.
You still haven't?
I still haven't played it. Because I haven't played Hearthstone, so I haven't built any gold.
Well,
There's four.
The heroic bosses are pretty balanced. None of them took me 6 hours to beat, but none of them took me one try either.
None of them took anybody 6 hours to beat.
Gothic the Harvester, the Ass Raper, took me 6 hours
did
to beat.
Did I not? I think
I beat
Bobby
him luckily.
Gives me shit about my analogies, but him drawing a card and getting a gem every turn is exactly him taking Viagra and steroids.
Yeah.
In one pill.
Yeah.
Like, every turn.
Like, it's just
brutal.
Just
to fuck you harder. Like, he's so tough.
I don't think steroids is a pill.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'm excited for next week, because next week is the week that is the last wing. I think it's only two bosses, though. I think it's only the Frostworm and Kel'Thuzad. So I don't know what exactly they're going to do for the last week. I don't know if they're adding an extra boss or if something else is going on, but two bosses in a wing for $7, that just seems...
The way I look at it is they give you four this time, two next time is fine, because it works out to six for two, which is what we've been playing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Stop being rude.
And I guess you get your back when you get through all the heroics, you get you're back after the next week. So, but then the last game I played this week, and I didn't play, I probably played 4 or 5 hours worth of this, was Witcher 2. It's one of the games that I wanted to play to get prepped for Witcher 3, and I've never played the series before. Let's see, what can I say about it? One of the coolest opening cinematics I've seen in a game.
I remember it.
With the dude on the ship to kill the king.
I don't remember it.
Okay. He throws this vial that freezes everything, and there's a mage there that kind of stops him, or a witcher, I guess it would be called. One of the coolest cinematics, and then you get in the game, and the game has nothing to do with whatever I just saw. And I'm sure it does somewhere. I'm sure there's some application somewhere, but I couldn't find it yet. The game starts off with you running around, and you go into this like prologue thing, and it's a lot of like cutscenes. Mm-hmm. Almost the whole game so far is cutscenes, and then you have these little action points, and then it goes into more cutscenes.
How do you like the action?
I like it. I played on normal because I thought normal would be normal, and just died first like scene, died like 4 times on this first like fight little scene, and that's probably because I'm trying to like just God of War this thing instead So I'm trying to like change my mindset, do a little more, but it is, man, there's some difficulty. I'm having difficulty doing the combat.
What's very interesting about this is it's hack and slash, but it's because the action is quick and you need to react to stuff, but it's also mental. Like, you need to, it's both a puzzle and reflex. I think that's really what, besides the interactions that you have with people, that's what built the Witcher series. Is this, nobody ever has done this as well as they do. It's not, so Zelda, you just swing your sword and you go through guys. You might have to dodge a little bit. For Witcher, you need to dodge, strike at weak points, use the right potions at the right time. When did I use buff potions in any other game? Yeah. They just sit in your inventory forever.
Yep.
And this one, you need to actually use them.
One of my complaints is, because this is a Witcher 2, you have your kind of like spells, but their spells are like rune names, like Eren and Agor.
And you're not sure what they do.
They explained it during the tutorial, but...
You were clicking through?
No, I wasn't clicking through, but there's 8 of them, and I don't remember which one does what. So, like, it just...
Doesn't he do symbols? You have to, like, draw the symbol?
Yeah. He does, like, hand signals to do, symbols to do, to activate them. The graphics, even though it's a couple years old, they're still decent. I was having some flicker and some issues with my shitty rig, but I don't know if a better rig would run it smoother.
2700, folks. Yeah. 2700.
So I tried to do the tutorial and got an issue, so I had to quit out of the tutorial, which kind of was frustrating. But I had fun with it, but it's a slower game than I was expecting because of all these cutscenes and all these things going on. It tells an interesting story.
There's a lot of
the world that seems cool. Like, he is kind of he's one of the people that can do spells, but he's also, those people are also like looked down upon. Mm. So it's kind of got this kind of interesting vibe.
X-Men kind of thing going on.
A little bit.
Well, he is a mutant. They mutate him.
Yeah.
In school.
So... it's kind of got an interesting story, and I'm going to keep going through it. But man, I was frustrated a little bit. Like, I got to this one, they've got shield guys that will block everything.
Okay.
And then you know, when they start to strike, you can strike back. So they've got those guys, but then there's other guys around and you can't do area of effect attacks. So you've got to really, like, it was a lot of running and throwing a spell and doing 5% damage and then running some more.
Do you feel like and that's that was how just it a normal would actually guy. Be though?
I mean, yeah, probably, right? it seemed like there was some realism.
I think it's a great series, man. I really do. I hope that you get into it. That's the one game that I said Chad is really going to enjoy this. But we'll see.
Because, I can see that coming, yeah. But I've got to, like, slow myself down. Yeah. I jump in and start trying to hack and slash a little bit too much, right. And I got to, like, really slow myself down.
Bobby, you have any experience with this game?
No, I've never played any of the Witcher series. Been meaning to, but have not gotten around to it.
Well, The Witcher was on sale when I picked this up on the Steam sale. So if it goes on sale again, I would highly recommend picking it up.
It's been on sale for the last couple of days. I'm sure it's not going to be on anymore, but I'm sure Bobby already owns it.
Yeah.
But this kind of leads us to this this list. Do you want to talk about the list?
Go ahead, Bobby.
So this is the list of the top 25 RPG games. This is an article on PC Gamer. If you want the full list, definitely check out PC Gamer and take a look at that. But we're just going to go through a few of the ones that really stand out to us. The Witcher 2, which Chad just talked about, was number 10. Any others on this list, Chad, that...
I haven't played a ton of these, number 5, Mass Effect 2, awesome game. If you haven't played the Mass Effect series, definitely start with 2 and then go into 3. Yeah, that's how I would play it.
Skip 1?
Skip 1.
I don't know if you can
skip 1. I really enjoyed 1, man.
Well,
I enjoyed 1 more than 2. And I know that I'm in the minority here, but I really like driving around in that tank and, like, exploring.
More than
that fucking mining thing that they had.
I couldn't get into
Did you play them in that order? 2-1?
So I tried to play 1 on your system.
Okay.
On your computer.
Okay.
Got a couple hours into it and was not having a whole lot of fun. And then 2 came out and I played it on a console and then followed up with 3 on a console. So maybe the console experience for me was what I wanted.
I think it'd be difficult to play any one of those games by themselves, though, because the story is so tied in together. You can play Mass Effect 1, take that save game into Mass Effect 2. The decisions you made in Mass Effect 1 will carry on and have effects in Mass Effect 2 and 3. And that was a huge part of the game for me. I really enjoyed that. I played all 3 of them about a little over a year ago, and it was such a good experience.
What's your guy's name?
I just kept Shepard.
Jack Shepard? Yeah, I didn't change the main name.
Yeah.
I didn't even modify him in any way, but... I don't think
I've decided either. If I ever have a child that I'm going to name Jack, just because I know he's going to save an intergalactic fucking federation of some sort.
Okay.
But I brought him up many times about my buddy Pete. When he got back into PC gaming, he talked to not just me, but everybody about what he should be playing and like everything. And universally, across the board, the only thing that everybody said, you have to go back to the beginning, is Mass Effect 1. So if you haven't played the Mass Effect series, I would highly recommend that you play 1, 2, then 3.
Yeah, and start with 1, even though I liked 1, but I definitely feel it was the weakest of all 3.
Do you think they list 2 as number 5? They don't list 1 or 3 on this list,
obviously. I can't believe that.
Do you agree that 2 is the best?
I don't know. I haven't played 3.
I think 3 I liked the best, but...
2 was definitely the best.
2 was really good.
3 I did like more, but then again, it was the third chapter. Everything was being completed. Everything was tying together. It was hard not to really... Not so much 3, but the entire series. I was like, wow, this is amazing by the time I hit 3.
So the third one I wanted to talk on this list was number 16 was Divinity Original Sin. It's a game that Emilio and I have played a couple hours.
I really want to play so much more.
Man. Yeah, man. I'm excited about this game. I feel like we barely scratched the surface on this game.
If that.
Yeah. A lot of depth to it. A lot of reading to it.
Yeah, that's the only problem. I was drinking again.
Maybe I have a problem. No, you don't.
Because I was like, too much reading. And I'm clicking through. And I know I'm losing, like, really... Because the writing's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And this is... Okay. It's not a criticism. It's a side effect. Really good writing. Game built for 2 people. We're not going to read at the same speed.
And you don't read together.
Yeah, like, you don't read together. You're off doing your own shit. I'm reading my shit. So I got to tell you, I guess as I would in real life, hey, dude, this guy over at the morgue told me that this. And I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because we're trying to solve a murder. And I was like, he told me this. He suspects this person, and this is why. And I told you all that. But then, when I got to the 4th, 5th, and 6th suspect, I was like, the rest doesn't matter. You know what I mean? So, great game. I wish that I was 10 again, and we were friends, and we have work
jobs and, yeah. and responsibilities.
Podcast.
You said this got a really good rating on...
87, which is really good for an RPG, especially if something crowdfunded. That was PC Gamer.
Okay.
If I bring up a score, it's probably going to be PC Gamer or Metascore.
Metacritic.
Yeah. Metacritic, yeah.
I'm surprised that a game this new is listed on 16 on their list. That was the thing that surprised me. A lot of these best of lists, there's some nostalgia going on. Like, for example, 1 and 2 is Planescape Torment and Baldur's Gate 2. Like, I think there's a lot of... I'm sure they revolutionized the genre and everything else, but I think there's some nostalgia involved there as well.
Yeah. If there's any listeners that know why Planescape Torment is number 1, let us know. Hit us up on the comments section and we'll maybe I'll go back and play it. But so many things don't hold up. So many things. Yeah. So let us know if you think it would hold up.
Not really do they hold up, but how big of an effect did they have when they came out? Because some of these games came out and there was nothing else like them. And they had a huge impact. And then, of course, by today's standards, maybe that type of game has been done to death. Maybe the graphics are just really bad. You know, a lot of things could happen, but I don't know. My two that I really want to point out on this is at 22, Legend of Grimrock, which I played a couple of years ago. And this is a action-adventure RPG game, 3D grid-based system. It reminds me of a lot of old Nintendo games. And I had a lot of fun with this. Very unique boss fight at the
Wizardry,
very end.
If you're that old.
Wizardry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you take a look at screenshots of this game, you'll see, oh, okay, I know what kind of game that is, but yeah, I really enjoyed that one, and not a very long game, too. You'd probably beat that in 10 hours. The other one you cannot beat in 10 hours, Deus Ex at number 7. This is the original one.
Yeah, the original Deus Ex, right?
Yeah, and I am halfway through that game, and I think I put 15 or 16 hours into it. And this was the first game that really successfully married action and RPG. Not action and RPG, first person shooter and RPG. Well,
can you really recommend it, though?
Yeah. No, what I can recommend is that you go play Deus Ex Human Revolution, the director's cut, and that's basically an updated version of
Deus
Ex.
Why do you say director's cut?
The director's cut is the newer version of Human Revolution. It's got the Missing Link DLC already included in it, and it's at the right time, so you don't have to play the game. See, like what I did, I played Human Revolution, then I went and played Missing Link, which is... takes place halfway through the game, or like two-thirds of the way through the game.
Those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Was that on purpose, you think?
I don't think so. Because usually when they do a DLC, they don't want to... Because at the end, you know, you've already had the end of your game. You know, everything's finalized. So if you do DLC, you can't just be like, and reprise, main character, here we go again, new story, where's the bad guy?
Encore.
Yeah, no.
Cue this, bigger boss.
So that's why most DLC is actually side stories. With Mass Effect, you know, same thing. A lot of the DLC is side stories. But the director's cut also redid the boss fights, which was a huge problem in the original Human Revolution. The boss fights were outsourced to some other developer.
So weird.
And terrible.
It's so strange.
No, it makes sense. You'd be surprised how much of everything is outsourced these days.
Yeah.
That's like making a cake and like outsourcing your frosting or something like... You know what I mean?
It's a pretty good analogy, actually.
Thank you.
Because the boss fights usually are the frosting of the game.
So odd.
Yeah.
So is there anything here, guys, that you would like, now that you saw it on the list, even though we don't agree with the list, that's, I mean, fucking Skyrim number 6, go fuck yourself. That's number 1 or 2 in my book. And Dark Souls number 4, really, like, wow. I don't know. But anyway, is there anything here that's like, okay, I need to go back? Obviously, Chad, for you, you went, because of this list, you probably went back and played Witcher, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the reasons I've been wanting to play it, but this list definitely influenced that. I haven't played Fallout New Vegas. That's listed as number 12. I haven't really played any of the Fallout. I haven't played Fallout 3 either, and I know that you want to slap me because of that.
My favorite game of all time. Which, by the way, isn't on this list, and I don't know why. It was like a 98 on Metacritic. This is where Bobby finds it, and it's like a 37.
Yeah. Right. No, so probably the Fallout series, going by this list.
I think the Fallout... I haven't played
New Vegas is probably number 1 for me. As far as games
that you
in general that I want to go back, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of my favorite YouTubers, the guy who does the Skyrim Let's Plays, or the Skyrim's Mods Weekly.
What's he called? What's his name?
His name is MXR. MXXR. And I find him hilarious. He's just a young dude, and he does really well, a really good job. But he does a Fallout series on the side that he does occasionally. And the graphics, he brought them up. Okay, so Skyrim's graphics are up to, like, cutting edge right now because of the mods.
Mm-hmm.
Fallout, which is a much older game, maybe a year older, which is much in these days.
Yeah.
He brings them up to, like, post-Skyrim graphics and makes it look really good. And there's just so many mods for this game.
Speaking of which, so I'm getting prepped to play Skyrim. Apparently, this is not a game you just walk... If you're friends with Emilio, this is not a game you just walk into. So he calls
called him on the phone, yeah. Guys. Called him on the phone.
He called me on the phone and gave me 27 steps that I needed to do prior to even booting this game up just to get it going. So he's telling me to go to Skyrim Nexus. I got to download the Nexus app to get that going. And then I got to do some sort of environment change, and there's a character script change, and an interesting NPC mod, and all this stuff. So hopefully that I'm gonna slowly be cruising into Skyrim. I'm sure you guys have heard a million things about it, but I'm gonna be jumping in and giving my two cents on it. And I know I'm not gonna like it as much as Emilio is, because quite frankly, there isn't a person on Earth that likes Skyrim as much as Emilio does. But I'm gonna try it out slowly because I got a million other games that I'm playing. But I just thought it was odd that I couldn't just jump into the game and play the game. No, I had to get all these steps involved to make sure my game was looking as cool as possible on my 2700 PC to make sure. And I'm not even sure that I can play it. Like, one of the ones that he wanted me to have installed is this environmental mod that boasts photorealism, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to play. Am I going to be able to play this mod, this environment mod on my PC?
The way I figured it is, I could run it, so you could probably run it. You know, I'm at a 3300 or whatever it is, 3200, mm-hmm. and you're at 27, so it's not that big of a difference. I mean, there's two EMBs that are bigger than the ones that I told you about, because if you're running a monster rig like Bobby, Bobby being a graphics whore. I thought he would be running just for the sake of graphics. He would be trying these things and tinkering with it. I thought it, but maybe I could suggest some things to him just so he could get some screenshots that we'll put up.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Subtle.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing was that your, what is the other one that you were mentioning? The other mod?
Interesting NPCs, the script modifier.
Yeah, you got to do the script. There's so much. Oh, I kind of wanted you to play the vanilla for maybe 2 hours, and then maybe we'll do it for the podcast.
Okay.
Play vanilla. Fuck. 5 hours. Fuck it. And then do it
again. Because I got plenty of time. So we'll just do that for 5 hours, and then we'll start over.
And then start over.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can go to a different class and all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Cool.
Anything else we want to talk on this list? South Park number 25. I thought that was pretty crazy considering it's a comedy
joke.
Sort of
game. Yeah. The only... I mean, it's very rare that I have one criticism. My one criticism is that it's too easy. And that's not a terrible criticism. I could have put it on harder.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
Are there any of these that on this list that you've never heard of before? Gothic 2? I don't know what the heck.
There's a ton.
Number 18 is Gothic 2. And I don't know anything
Anachronics?
About that.
Never heard of that. Literally never heard the name Anachronics.
Yeah, number 23 is Anachronics. Yeah. Me neither.
There's
anyways.
A couple on here that I haven't heard of. But
I do have to mention one thing. Dungeons & Dragons. I've put in about 100 hours into that game. It's a roguelike RPG. Mm-hmm. And I fucking love it, man.
The first roguelike you got really got because you've done a streak of roguelikes because you really and this was the one that got you into roguelikes.
And I think you're gonna really enjoy it now that you know that you like A Binding of Isaac. I think that you're gonna go back, play this, and enjoy it. Imagine there's 14 classes or so, and you could mix three of them to make one class, and then try your hand at a randomly generated dungeon. And so,
have you beaten this game?
No. I got to the last guy once, and he obliterated me with his first thrust. Like, I just fell into pieces. It was pretty bad.
Okay. So you put 100 hours in and haven't beaten that game.
Yes. Oh, and one other thing. If you look at my Steam account, and you see how much time I put into Binding of Isaac, it's false. I figured out why I've put 75 hours. It's because you can't save your game. So a few times I've had a good run going, and I just left for like 10 or 12 hours and then come back to it.
So, you're not out of the house for 10 or 12 hours. Let's be honest.
Fuck off, dude.
Okay, my bad.
All right. I just wanted to clarify that.
All right, let's move on to news.
Cool. Yeah, what's going on?
So Metal Gear Solid 5 is coming to Steam. And so give me a big...
Kojima?
Hideo Kojima.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Whoa. Look at this guy.
Yeah. Knowing stuff about stuff.
So he's up there and he shows a little bit of video and Solid Snake is inside of a cardboard box, which is what he does.
Yeah.
But it says Steam on the side of it. And everybody goes fucking ape shit. And then he goes, oh, I'm excited that you guys are so excited about cardboard boxes. And it's like, fuck, this is the first time it's ever happened. Mm-hmm. I think there might have been some kind of tactics game that came out on Steam. But this is a legit, and not just legit, the best version ever. I mean, some of the best trailers. Just showing the mechanics and stuff of how the game plays. This is going to be an amazing game.
This is the one where he's out in the desert and it's kind of open world. And there's you can do things different ways.
Using active shadows, man. That's the really thing. It's, okay, obviously in all these other stealth games, you hide in the shadows, people can't see you. These are shadows that are moving because the sun is moving. You have to make yourself the shape of the shadow. You can lean on the side of a horse so that the people on the other side of the house can't see you on the horse. I'm not selling it. Go watch the video of gameplay of Metal Gear Solid. Maybe you haven't done it because you're a PC gamer. It is really impressive.
It's not coming out at the same time as the consoles, I'm assuming.
No. They didn't say a date. They said for sure it's coming out on Steam, though. Steam.
Okay. Cool.
Dragon Age, which is my number one game I'm waiting for. I probably said that about 8 games this
already. Yeah. Just this one podcast. At least 4 games.
I'm really looking forward to Dragon Age. But the combat, they explained it. You have a 4-person party like you did in part 1. And you can go in like a Zelda and play it like an action RPG where you're hacking and slashing.
Why do you keep bringing up Zelda?
I don't know, because everybody knows what Zelda is, I think.
Okay.
Any more points?
Well, that's games from 20 years ago.
Except for they make one every year.
Okay, fair enough. All
right, cool. Have a nice haircut, man.
Thank you. Okay, anyways, Dragon Age.
So anyway, you can set your 3 other party members to do what you want them to do. You make sure you're healing everybody. You make sure you're a bow person and prerequisites. And they'll do what you want them to do. Or you can go right into XCOM mode. This is like a tactical RPG, grid-based. You move here, you move here. Either one. Or a combination of the two. At any point, you can interrupt one with the other. So just go in, hack and slash, which doesn't sound like it's going to work versus a dragon. You're going to have to think your way through a dragon.
Yeah.
But, everything about this game is like, immediately you're going to love this. Everything.
Which Dragon Age is this? What's this version called? Have they announced?
This is number 3, if you're going to name them this way. Okay. So it's Origins 2, which was suck my cock, terrible. And 3, let's do a good job again.
Gotcha. Okay.
I
haven't played any of the Dragon Age. Well, that's not true. I played an hour of the second one.
Yeah, the wrong one.
The wrong one. Yeah. So
why is this cock in my mouth?
Yeah, basically.
Bobby, go ahead.
Bobby, have you played?
I've not played any Dragon Age games. No, I've heard great things about them, but everyone tells me, "Oh yeah, you know, it's going to take you like 75 hours to beat." And it's like, no, I don't know.
Who's the developer of this? This is the same one that does Mass Effect, right? Because they did a crossover.
I want to say so. crossover? When?
You could get the Dragon Age armor into Mass Effect, and you can get the Mass Effect armor
that would make sense.
Into
BioWare?
Dragon. Yeah.
That would make sense. They're really good at telling stories. Yep.
Yeah, BioWare.
It's like what Yahtzee said on Zero Punctuation. It's like, oh, BioWare tells us a good story. No, no points for that. It's like, we already know that you do that.
So what else is going on news-wise?
Let's see. The Oculus Rift is being used to train surgeons.
Yeah, apparently the first... Okay, so a real surgery went down where one they had put up a bunch of different multi-angled cameras. One guy was wearing a Oculus. He was far away. And he remotely operated on somebody. And then from that, they were like, whoa, why don't we use this to train surgeons?
Do they need special cameras to capture for Oculus Rift? Because you need, like, 3D cameras, right, to do this?
I would think so. Probably. Yeah. Well, I would imagine that multiple cameras would do the same thing as a special camera, right? Because you have... If you have some kind of program that can mesh all the different video feeds together, but who knows, man? Because you got to get depth as well.
Yeah.
But I think this is going to be a rising trend of the Oculus Rift being used for more things other than games.
Non-gaming, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I would say gaming might not even be the focus.
Especially now with Facebook taking over?
Education. You got, I mean, so many things. Every week, we're going to bring you something new about Oculus. It's a game changer.
Yeah. It's like...
You're not here anymore.
It's like
you're
see all the movies with all these 3D interaction and stuff. They're not playing games. They're doing all sorts of other things other than playing games, like Minority Report and all this stuff. Like, yep. You're seeing all these other things that happen because you have this 3D thing.
So, EA announced that they're going to have a subscription fee for... If you want, this is an option for the Xbox One, I believe. And so you're going to get their
proprietary.
Thank you. Been drinking a little bit, folks.
Proprietary. Yes.
Okay. I think you said it wrong.
Probably.
Okay.
Anyway. I've been drinking a little bit too.
Anyway, so you get their main titles, their main IPs for free. Well, not for free, included in the bundle. And then you get the DLCs at a discount. But it's really cheap, man. $30 for a year, and you get their main IPs.
You probably don't get the new IPs. You probably, or the new games. You probably get their backlog. $30 for their backlog.
I wish I had more information on this. The article that I read on this was pretty sparse. But what I wanted to bring up, because this is Xbox One, if Steam said, you can have all our games as much as you want, for a month, what would you pay?
I don't know. You wouldn't need the entire Steam library for a month. You have no chance of playing that.
Yeah, I know, but it does include
kind of like the Netflix version where you get the month and then you can watch whatever or whatever.
Right.
I would probably. I think I
be
pay,
realistic.
I think I pay about $30 a month to Steam to get the games that I want to play. So I would probably pay about $30.
That's AAA day one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. About $30 a month I would pay. Yeah. Which might be more... absolutely would be more beneficial for them.
Well, think about it. That's $360 a year that you're paying to Steam.
Which I had... Last year I did not even come close
to know that. Bobby's paid $360 a year. You're at how many games now, Bobby?
1,600.
1,600.
Bobby has child laborers in Mexico. Just farming games right now.
Just trying to play these games. I will pay you money to play the games so I can market them as a cheese.
He doesn't know any Spanish except for yo te pago for Steam cards.
I'm guessing that's play.
Anyway.
What else we got?
No racist.
What else we got?
Rise of the Tomb Raider, Xbox One exclusive, at least for a year. Is that right?
That's about right, yeah.
This was announced in Gamescom, right?
Yeah, and the only thing I can think of is like, we were talking about this earlier. How much did Xbox, Microsoft, give not Epic, starts with an E.
Eidos?
Eidos, right? Is it still Eidos?
I thought it was.
Yeah. How much did they give them to do this? Like, you need to take potential
sales. This is like
sales.
One of the top games coming out, too.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I'm pretty after the first this. One
yeah.
that knocked out of the park, that was everybody so good. Except Bobby liked
it. Yeah, yeah.
pretty much it. Hands down. The whole world except for one person liked this game.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, PC Gamer gave this game a 75, which I think is accurate.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, apparently. We like hot chicks.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently. So anyways, I'm really bummed about this. Like, I loved that first game. I was excited for the second game. I'll have opportunities to play, obviously, because I have consoles. But, you know, playing this on the PC would have been awesome.
Yeah, for sure. It kind of is a console game. I'm going to be go ahead. the first one suffered console-itis. But, okay, so is this okay? What do you guys think?
If I only had a PC, I would be bummed. I would be really upset. Okay.
There's so many games, though. You got it.
Yeah, but this is one of the special ones. This one has a hot chick.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Even when The Last of Us... Even though that game is never going to be on PC, I don't really care. It's like, well, it's not on PC, I'm not playing it.
Yeah, but that's only because you've never played it. Like, Dick Nick would tell you you're an idiot for not wanting to play it because it's one of the best games he's ever played.
And
because
he's Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to buy a PS4 just for that. I played a lot of good games. I've never played a game that except for Guitar Hero, that I went out and bought a console for. It's the only game I ever bought a console for.
I think what you're trying to say is that there's so many games coming out that it's no longer like the console buyer, because even...
Killer apps. That's what they used to call them.
Yeah,
remember that?
There are killer apps, but there's so many killer apps now. Like, the term killer... Like, even AAA... Like, earlier today, you mentioned quadruple A. Like, do we need to come up with a new version of triple A? Because there's so many triple A's, they're not even triple A's anymore, right? It's like, you could just play triple A's your entire life at this point with gaming.
I mean, just because I miss out on one amazing game that's console exclusive, it's all right. I've got 20 amazing games in my Steam library I don't have time to play right now, so... You know, it's
that's a good way of looking at it, man.
Yeah, it's not that big of a loss to me.
I'm going to play Rise of the Tomb Raider. I'm going to be stoked about it. Just like you're going to play Last of Us soon and tell us about it.
True. All right, so next is Silent Hills, which had a very interesting way of marketing itself. Well, it came out with a demo.
Bobby did a little bit of this, right, Bobby?
I didn't play the trailer. It had a playable trailer, which you can download, I guess, and play through, and you're just walking through a hallway. The graphics look crazy good. If you
photorealistic good.
Yeah. And if you do the right things...
Pretty.
Yeah, just very realistic and very creepy. And you're just walking through a house, and if you do the right things at the right time, then it will unlock a trailer.
It announced some things like Guillermo del Toro and who's the other guy?
Norman Reedus is going to play the main character.
Yeah, and then who's the other? Not
who's the money behind this?
Hideo Kojima is going to be involved in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Who's funding all this? Even if you guys don't know who these people are, they're giant people. Guillermo del Toro just did.
Well, he's bought into it. Okay. Like Hideo. Guillermo and Hideo are making the game, from my understanding.
Okay.
So you didn't need to buy them. They're banking on it's going to make
money.
You
think they're probably funding it?
Yeah, I think they're funding it.
It looks great so far. It looks really good. I mean, photorealistic graphics.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want a lot of games going for it because you're going to shut down a lot of people from playing it. But if you can pull it off, I mean, that's what everybody wants, right? And you're playing this in Oculus Rift. I just pissed myself thinking about it.
Wow. No, you couldn't play. What was the game that what was that game that you couldn't play?
Slenderman.
No, it's a one word. It's not Inquisition, but it was a game. Amnesia.
I couldn't play that without the fucking Oculus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're going to try to play this game?
Before there was a monster. Before. I'm like, oh, this is too much. Nope, can't do it.
I stopped playing Gone Home Alone or whatever. What was
Gone
that?
Home.
Gone Home. I was like, this is too creepy.
Home Alone.
I'm out. I'm out.
Oh. Home Alone 2, Lost in
Home
New
Alone,
York.
The Click Adventure.
Well, Macaulay Culkin is pretty creepy looking.
Especially now.
Yeah,
I have a theory about this. I'm going to throw this out there. The reason that child actors never make it is because that the things that make them cute make them ugly as adults. The things that make them cute when they're young is exaggerated, like like a big nose, big ears, big eyes. But then they just only continue to get bigger as they get older. And so they're like, whoa, the kid's eyes are way too big. What do you guys think?
The Olsen twins are still pretty cute.
Yeah, but have you seen a movie from them?
I'm waiting for their porn to come
out.
Oh,
they are? Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, so what are we?
All right, last on the list, Smite is coming out for the Xbox.
That's cool. Drybear had a video, and he talked a little bit about this, and he said that the servers are going to be separate, which that's the only reason.
You need to.
So I'm excited for more players to play Smite, because I think it's one of the best MOBAs around. But I'm
Say it. The best. Come on.
One of the best around. But
what's the best, then?
Third person and top down are so totally different that you can't compare the two. Okay. That's my opinion on it. But anyways, I'm excited for more people to play the game, but I was worried that I would have all these console tards come into my game and ruin my game, but I'm excited now that that's not going to be the case.
No, for sure. All the more money to Hi-Rez. You did something amazing, and get all the money you can.
Yeah, and sure. If Hi-Rez is one of those game companies that puts the money back into their game. So if we get more money in, we're going to get more skins, more characters, more everything. Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
You know, like, they started charging gems for their icons, and they got a lot of shit from the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's only aesthetic. Like, it's only a visual thing. It should be only gems.
Yeah.
But they listened to the community. First of all, I didn't agree with a community. They listened to them, and they put them back on favor. I'm like, wow. Like, that's exactly... They're in line with whatever the community is speaking. So, great company.
Listening to their audience. That's
great company. Good. Transparency all the way. Mm-hmm. Like, 90% of what's going on back there is... You can find out what's going on.
Yeah.
That's the way to run a business these days, I think.
Yeah, especially with all this media outlets that you have now between Facebook and Twitch and Twitter and all this other stuff.
Cool. Well, I think that about does it.
Any other news?
I think that's it.
Cool. You want to hit them up with the spiel?
Yeah. The spiel.
I like that word. That's why I say it every week.
I couldn't spell it, but I like to say it.
I think there's an S and a P. That's all I got.
Yeah.
S-P-I-E-L.
And then 47 vowels.
All right. Well, check us out at dlgaming.net. That is our official website. You can also check out our Steam group, which is DL Gaming. A lot of stuff happening on there. If you want any topics for us to discuss, any suggestions, questions, or comments, post it on there. You can email us at dudes@dlgaming.net. Follow us on Twitter at dlgaming.net. And I think that's about it.
Cool. Later, guys.
Titties.